What did you think of the movie? Sounds logical, but not all that fun. Like, I get it. You figured out the protagonist is the typical hero, and so all the dangers you put through is just a facade, and there's actually nothing at stake. I guess, but okay, let me explain how I see it. The hero is the example of self-sacrifice for a greater cause, right? Exactly. And that doesn't sound very deep, but I tend to be into a lot more villains than the heroes. Also, more than the physical danger, I tend to look for the mind games. Well, to get Freudian. I've always seen villains as an expression of the hero's id. Real heroes could never be all virtuous without hiding something dark, so I look for the cracks in the man like that. The things that could turn him into the dark side, how the villain toys with them. Does that make sense to you? Like, what if all heroes are just villains waiting for someone to expand their minds? No, not for evil necessarily. I wouldn't go that far, but in my experience, people are more complex than their perceived uprightness. Aren't you? Come on, you're joking. What? Never? Never bullied anyone in school? Never been in a fight or cheated on anything or anyone? Huh. Does that seem fair to you? I mean, you must have seen everyone around you get away with tons of shit. Doesn't that annoy you just a little? For real. You're telling me you have no frustration to get out of your system. Okay. And what if someone were to bring that to light? Well, that was head on. But no, not necessarily. Just, yeah, I wouldn't mind. Why would I want that? Fair question. How do I say this? I like corrupting the innocent. It's a thing of mine. Listen. I see that look on your face, and no, I'm not crazy. I hope that you know that much about me by now. I don't actually want to do anything you'll regret. I just, you know, someone once said to me that when you live out your desires, you check reality at the door. I think you exclude enough peace and harmony for me to feel safe with you. And also, I see obvious self-denial as a kind of challenge. Is that okay for me to say? Man, you are hard to provoke. Makes me want to. Maybe I like your id to feel safe with me. Haven't you ever wanted that? You actually admitted it. No, I'm glad. You know why, right? Come on, don't change the subject now. When you look at me like that, I know what it means, and you know it too. Why don't you just tell me? No, you're trying too hard. What do I mean? Okay. What if you had no need to be well spoken? Or to intellectualize anything, would you put it to me then? It's okay. You can say it. Okay, and what does that mean in the grand scheme of things? We've met online, chatted a bit, gone out a couple times. What else? It's a big city. Besides, we don't even live in the same part. Okay, so tell me. I know you haven't exactly made a move on me, but I see you wanting to. So tell me for real. What are you hoping will happen tonight? You want me to speculate? Okay, fine. I can do that. But if I'm right, you need to be upfront about it. Deal? Okay, then let me start. When you look at me, you're not looking at my taste in movies or my Freudian rants. You're looking at my body, and you're picturing what it would be like if this tight dress were to fall to the floor. You're looking at my mouth, and you wonder what it would feel like if I dropped to my knees and started servicing you with the sloppiest fucking head you've ever known. I'm still listening. Tell me you look at me as potential prey. Tell me you want to fuck me. Feel good, right? To admit it? To drop the acts of courtesy and tell me what goes on inside you. But why? Why do you feel guilty about it? Is it something religious? Okay, so what then? You would shock me? That's fucking hot. And also, try me? Why? It's hot. That means you haven't been listening to me. To corrupt the innocent, that means getting to see that whole veneer of politeness and restraint get broken apart. It means seeing the animal within you coming to life and being the guiltiest pleasure that you've ever experienced. That is fucking hot. Also, you avoided the second part of what I said. Try me. Okay. I don't buy that being your most unrestrained fantasy for a second, but it's a good place to start. So, where do you want to do it? The hotel bathroom? Oh, but we haven't booked anything. And it would be really suspicious and weird if the staff saw us. And what if someone walked in on us in the act? Whatever would we say? Good. That's good. I'm really fucking wet. Okay, follow me inside. Oh, hi. We were just passing by, and yes, we'd like to make a reservation for tonight, if that's possible. All booked? How about tomorrow? Nothing? That's a shame. Is it that I look too slutty? Come on, it totally is, isn't it? No, it's okay. We understand. Can I just use the bathroom really quickly then? Down the hallway to the right. Got it. Would it be okay if my dom came with me and waited outside? He has a thing for being protective of me. Perfect. See you, mister. Dude, that was fucking hilarious. See his face. Fuck, I bet he's gonna be so suspicious of us now. Okay, let's head up a floor so he won't catch us. There it is. Okay. You ready? Yes, I'm impatient. My pussy is fucking soaking here. Let's get in. God, my heart is pounding. This has been a really good date, hasn't Yeah, so now that you've cornered your prey, how did you want me again? You want me to blow you before we ever be kissed? Before you even put your arm around me? You're getting me. I like that. Yes, sir. I'll drop my knees for you so you can make me suck your cock. Take those pants off and let me see what's holding up that freaking tent. Oh, damn. That's a good cock. I want to use my face to please it. Yeah, guide me onto it. Like that. You taste good, sir. Have you ever been called that by a pretty young thing on her knees? I love that I can make you lose your mind. Let me get this dress out of the way because it's about to get really wet and sloppy. Sir, do you mind if I touch myself while I do this? I'm so fucking horny right now. You have no idea. Have you ever had your cock completely covered in a girl's spit? Watching it run down from her jaw onto her tits and then slowly trickle down her body. Making long strings of it when she takes it out. Blowing little bubbles of it. Let's see if I can make a really big one. And then pop it on your cock. That's fucking hot. How slutty do I look right now? Come on, you can say it. Tell me I look like a cheap slut. Drooling onto my body, onto the floor for you. While your cock is in my mouth. Glad you said it. Because it's true. I am obedient. I'm ready to fulfill all your dirtiest wishes. Put your hand in my hair. It's okay, you can still be gentle. But if you really want to use my face, you shouldn't. You should be deciding how much I can take and for how long. You can let me up when I start to gag or if I tap out, but not for too long. Okay? I want your cock in my throat, sir. Please shove your cock down my throat. I. You don't know what happens with my pussy when I start to gag on it. Holding in longer. Make me really choke on it. Am I doing a good job, sir? You like having a slut like me slobbering all over your cock? Using a tight throat to please you? Yes. Fuck my face. Use my little throat. Can I lick your balls while you rub your cock all over my face? I'm sorry. Ruined my makeup while I suck your balls. And I'm pushing push my head down again. Hold it in long and watch how the spit come out of my tits when you pull out. Oh, God. Yes. Push my nose onto your stomach. Like me. Sputtering, choking, gagging mess. I love being used. Remember that other thing you mentioned? Do you want to use me like that too? Yes, of course, I'll bend over for you. Yeah, make me put my ass up for you. Make me rub my little clit while you fuck me from behind. Yeah. Grab onto my hips like that. Pound me like I'm a cheap whore. Yes. Oh my yeah. Smack my ass. Use this tight little hole. Take whatever the fuck you want. Fuck. My cunt is dripping over you. Pound it harder. Yes. Put your hand around my throat. Choke me. Oh yeah. Oh, fuck. You like that, don't you? You like that I can turn you into this. Admit it. Smack it hard. Spit on it. Rip it into my cunt. Make it even water. Are you getting closer? Tell me what you're ready to blow your load. Okay. I want you to fucking lose control. I want you. Split my hair like that. You want me on my knees again? You want to? Fuck, that hurts. Oh, I fucking love it. Keep. Yeah, I want it on my face. I want to be glazed like a fucking cum donut. Are you ready to? Yes. Come on now. Shut it all onto my... Going. You just gonna leave me like this? God, that's messed up. Good for him. Fuck, I do look like a cheap slut. Oh, fucking hot. Holy shit, did you just, is that a keycard? I thought they didn't have any, the penthouse suite? Sir, that's so expensive, no, of course I won't argue, sir. I was really bratty, wasn't I? Yes, I know I should know my place better, sir, Yes, of course, that'll be all, mister. Thank you for being so patient with us. My thumb really has every right to. You're leaving us? Okay, bye, mister. Wow, tough crowd, huh? Maybe we should figure out another number for him when we leave tomorrow. He would totally warm up to us. Yeah, you really lost it, didn't you? No, I loved that. All of it. I told you, didn't I? When you checked in on me. And then finally seeing that force of nature show itself. Really fucking hot. Just saying. You know, villains are the only scary until you get to know them. I wouldn't be so afraid of letting him out every now and then. Yes, I'm topping from the bottom again, sir. Man, I really do need to be put in my place, huh? See? You're learning. I'm proud of you. So, do you want us to check out the best swim around in this whole block? Of course. You lead the way. After you, sir.